So, your name, I say between bites, did your parents really name you Wolf? He shakes his head, keeping his eyes on the fire. Didn't know my parents. Someone named you. He rolls his half-eaten apple from one hand to the other as distant thoughts scroll through his eyes. I don't actually expect him to open his mind's vault to me, so it's a shock when he says, haltingly,
"There was a thief, Jockey. He kept an eye on me as a boy. He used to set up street fights. Children aren't allowed to fight for pay in Durin, but it happens."
I raise my eyebrows. This situation feels delicate. Like any sudden move will freeze Wolf up like a skittish rabbit. "I'm sorry to hear it." He looks at me oddly, like he's never heard sympathy before.
Then he clears his throat. "Lord Ryan saw me in one of Jockey's fights. He decided a god-kissed fighter around his age would make a good sparring partner. So his father, Lord Baralt, allowed me to train in the Academy for the Golden Sentinels. That's the Valverus private army. They gave me Bladeborn as a surname. Then later, when they decided my skills were better suited as a hunter, changed it to Bowborn."
"And your first name?"
"Ryan started calling me that for my ability to track like a wolf."
I nibble the last scraps of apple flesh from its core. Softly, I ask, "What's your real name?" His head jerks to the side, an instant headshake. He doesn't want to say. "Tell me." I swallow the last bite of my apple. "Please?" His body flinches at that word as viscerally as if I had slapped him. I can tell now that kind words make him uncomfortable. They raise his defenses as much as if I'd drawn a knife. He throws his apple core deep into the woods, and I'm sure he isn't going to tell me a thing for the rest of the night, other than to bark commands. But he quietly mutters,
"Bastin."